Before stepping away from the bench, each departing assembly member took a turn at the microphone. Ben Miyasato praised those who ran and those who voted, saying, "It isn't easy to run, nor easy to lose." He lost to Gary Paxton in his bid for mayor and said he would run again if asked by citizens in the future. Miyasato also offered parting ideas to the incoming assembly, such as the establishment of a citizens' commission to prioritize public works projects.
To have that commission created would be good for our city and for what needs to be done in our infrastructure. We need to have a freeze on our taxes and our utility rate increases. We don't want to chase everyone away. We love this community and we want you to stay here.
Outgoing Assemblymember Bob Petruski thanked the community of Sitka and, looking around the table, his fellow assembly members, four of whom are former students.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being up here with me. It was pretty cool.
Those four students are Matthew Hunter, Stephen Eisenbeis, Kevin Knox, and Aaron Bean. City Clerk Sarah Peterson was also in Petruski's class in high school. Deputy Mayor Stephen Eisenbeis presented each outgoing assembly member a certificate and to Hunter a special gift.
The city has gotten you a gavel so that you may continue gaveling, serving as a lieutenant with the EMS division in the fire department is a time-consuming enough job, let alone being mayor. So while I'm sure it's bittersweet, enjoy your Tuesdays.
And taking the microphone for the last time, outgoing Mayor Matthew Hunter momentarily lost, then found his words, quoting former city administrator Mark Gorman.
A few years ago, Mark Gorman said something I found it quite profound. I do have some emotions down in there pretty deep. What I was going to share was his comments about how beautiful it is to live, in a democracy.
Hunter thanked the crowd. The assembly then certified the results of the election unanimously, took a quick break to eat cake, and when they reconvened, Gary Paxton was sworn in as Sitka's mayor.
For the city and borough of Sitka.
The city and borough of Sitka.
And Valerie Nelson and Kevin Mosher were sworn in to the Sitka Assembly.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
The past year has been a turbulent one for the Assembly, with major battles over healthcare, tax exemptions, art galleries, the herring fishery, and more playing out in these very chambers. Taking the microphone, Paxton called for a cooperative standard of conduct. He wants to foster civility and trust between assembly members, with citizens, and with city staff.
We just have to, in this wonderful town, reduce some of the negativity and look at what's the best in each other rather than the things that bug us.
Paxton said he also wants the assembly meetings to move efficiently.
Four-hour meetings don't lead to good decision-making late at night.
He then asked the assembly to move through routine matters succinctly and proposed eliminating the 3-minute timer for persons to be heard, saying he would tap the gavel to encourage a speaker to wrap it up. That has not taken effect, but may in the future. The assembly then did move through new business items, taking the next steps to seek land on Japonski Island for a new seaplane base. They also authorized the state to seek grant funding for improvements to the local airport. The assembly also assigned roles and responsibilities. Stephen Eisenbeis will continue as deputy mayor, running the meetings when Paxton is out of town. Valerie Nelson is vice deputy mayor. That role was put to a vote by the assembly between Nelson and fellow assembly member Aaron Bean. And if you serve on any of the city's boards, commissions, or committees, your liaisons are as follows. Richard Ween for Sitka Community Hospital Board, Investment Committee, Health and Human Services Commission, and the Library Commission. Kevin Mosher for the Sitka School Board, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board of Directors. Valerie Nelson for the Local Emergency Planning Commission, Police and Fire Commission, and Historic Preservation Commission. Aaron Bean for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Kevin Knox for the Port and Harbors Commission and Parks and Recreation Committee. And Stephen Eisenbeis for the Tree and Landscape Committee. And Gary Paxton for the Southeast Economic Development Association. At the end of the meeting, the assembly entered executive session to receive an update on pending negotiations between the city and Search. Paxton said he intends for all updates about negotiations to happen in open session, adding, quote, it's part of my expectation to increase trust. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.